February 15, reasonable service. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. James 3, 16 and 17. There is one thing upon which I am settled. It is not the duty of the Lord's children to remain in an objectionable climate and be continually failing in health. Many of our brethren have done this and have lost their lives. When in a place where the atmosphere is filled with friction, when the work of our labor is made exceeding hard by those who are continually counterworking his efforts and scheming to obtain advantage, then let the labor go to some place where the atmosphere is more healthful spiritually and where he can have more hope of success. We must remember that in every place in which we work on the Lord's side, we counterwork the efforts of Satan's agencies. You have passed through great trials, and you will have trials to meet to a greater or less degree wherever you may be. Satan will watch every weak point of character and will strive for the mastery, but we cannot afford to lose our chance of gaining a victory for the Lord's side. Constantly, we encounter foes, and unless we are on guard, we shall lose precious opportunities of obtaining victories. The troubles of this present time are diversified in form, but Christ has passed over the ground, and we need not be in uncertainty. He has invited us, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." Matthew 11, 28-30. The promise is, "I will be with him in trouble." Psalm 91, 15. Oh, what a fortress and a high tower he is for us. I have been passing through great sorrow because some among us who have evidence that the Lord has used the feeble agent to express great and everlasting truths are turning from the living wells to hew out and drink at broken fountains. My soul is in agony night after night. I cannot sleep but a few hours, for the thought of those who are in false paths afflicts my soul. Letter 80, February 15, 1906, to F.M. Wilcox, manager of the Boulder, Colorado Sanitarium, and later editor of the Review and Herald.